This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the dog whisperer. But first, it's time for another visit with Slate's human guinea pig, Emily Yaffe. Emily has made a practice of trying unusual activities, the kind of things the rest of us would be too cautious or maybe too wise to try ourselves. She's been a telephone psychic, a street musician. She's entered the Mrs. Washington, D.C. pageant and won. And she's back with us now to describe her latest human guinea pig experiment, this time as a would-be fashion mogul. Welcome back, Emily.
Thank you.
Okay, now today's foray into the unknown involves the cable shopping channel QVC. How did this one come about?
Well, my husband and I were lying on the couch like a couple of beach manatees, and he was flipping channels. And as he flipped past this QVC announcement for a new product search, I said stop, because I realized I had in me a product all of America needed.
Really? And what was this product?
Well, maybe you don't need it there in L.A., Madeline, but where it's chilly, you need hair muffs.
Hair muffs. What are hair muffs?
You know how goofy you look when you put on a pair of ear muffs? I have very tender ears, and so I've been wearing ear muffs a lot, and a friend of mine actually interrupted a conversation we were having to say, "You look so incredibly nerdy in those." And I suddenly realized I could take my earmuffs, cover them with fake hair, and have a product everyone needed.
Wait, earmuffs with fake hair? So it would just sort of blend
yes.
in with your regular hair? Is that the idea?
They're fantastic, yes. They come in three different colors. I ran out of money. If you're a redhead or have gray hair, you're kind of on your own. But I have them in brunette, black, and blonde.
And so what do they look like?
Remember Princess Leia? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of that look, so it's fashion forward.
Then or fashion backward, you know.
Then I also realized I'm leaving out a large segment of the population, men and women with short hair. You can't just wear the earmuffs. You look so ridiculous. So I came up with no hair muffs, which is a pair of earmuffs to which I applied with Velcro fake human ears.
And I'm sure they looked exactly like the real thing.
They looked
bigger.
Enough like the real thing that my daughter burst into tears when I first put the no hair muffs on.
Why? Because she thought you'd force her to wear them to school?
She just thought I'd turned into something very horrible and begged my husband to make me take them off. Which I admit was not the most auspicious debut for a product.
Yet, despite that inauspicious debut, QVC was interested.
Well, I sent a description of my product to QVC. I read it to my husband, who declared he thought the whole hair muff thing was harebrained. But wasn't he surprised when a few days later they sent me an email saying I had a 2 o'clock appointment at their new product search?
So you get this appointment. Describe your interview at QVC.
The young woman allows me a minute to set up, and I put out all my Velcro hair things, and then I put on my hair muffs, and she kind of looks at me nonplussed and says, what's your wow factor here? And I must say, I looked at her nonplussed. I felt like George Bush at that first presidential debate. But I finally said, it's unique, it'll keep your ears warm, and you'll look incredibly stylish. Then there was another problem when she said, well, what will you wholesale these for? And I had promised in my application that I would wholesale hair muffs to QVC for $17. However, my prototype, at least, cost me $110 to manufacture.
$110?
So, yeah.
Did you use real human hair?
No, fake. Probably would have been cheaper if I'd gone to a hairdresser's and picked up the hair off the floor. Fake hair is very expensive.
Hmm.
I was in and out of there very quickly, except I did, to recover, I put on the no hair muffs. Now she was really silenced. However, there was a roving QVC cameraman who saw me, and he said, hold on, I need a shot of this. So you might see me on QVC at some point. And then she shook my hand and tossed me out.
Emily Yaffe writes the Human Guinea Pig column for Slate. You'll find her article about her hair muff adventure, complete with pictures, at slate.com. And thanks, Emily.
Thank you.